Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm excited to talk to you about the why and the how of progressive muscle relaxation. Many people have tried our body scan, which you can get on our website, anxietycoachespodcast.com, if you want to have a body scan that is just, it's just a 10 minute, it has a little music in the background. But today I want to go through with you a progressive muscle relaxation, which is a different form of relaxation. And it's kind of fun. So I hope that if you're somewhere where you can't really take a deep dive into this with us by laying down or sitting down and actually doing it with us, that you'll come back to it when you can. But listen to it so that you can get the idea and then come back and try it again. And actually, in the future, I'm hoping to do one where I'm not talking about the why and the how beforehand, but just leading you through it with some beautiful music in the background. So look for that in the future. But today I want to explain to you what it's about. So maybe some of you who maybe haven't tried any kind of meditation or relaxation practices will give this progressive muscle relaxation a try. So progressive muscle relaxation is a non-pharmacological method of deep muscle relaxation, and it's based on the idea that muscle tension is the body's psychological response to anxiety-provoking thoughts, and that muscle relaxation blocks anxiety. I want to say that again. The idea that muscle tension is the body's psychological response to anxiety-provoking thoughts, and that muscle relaxation blocks anxiety. The practice involves learning to monitor the tension in the specific muscle groups by first tensing each muscle group. This tension is then released as attention is directed toward the differences felt during tension and relaxation. This is a wonderful thing to learn how to do. Even if you don't do the whole method that we're going to do here, you can do it in smaller areas to remind yourself what tension and relaxation feel like. The body needs to be reminded, especially once we've been in tense modes for a very long time. Initial development of progressive muscle relaxation by American physician Edmund Jacobson, and it was presented first in 1908 at Harvard University. In 1929, Jacobson published the book Progressive Relaxation, which included a detailed procedure for removing muscular tension. His work led to the use of the word relax, in the sense of to become less tense, anxious, or stressed, to calm down. Progressive muscle relaxation is used in many areas, such as insomnia, pain relief, sports, natural childbirth, and of course, for stress and anxiety. It's used as an alternative means of coping with subjective stress and anxiety. A few modern studies have reported a therapeutic effectiveness on psychological distress and anxiety symptoms, as well as on response remission for people with mental disorders. There is evidence revealing a decrease in stress levels after regular training, after which patients tend to feel a greater sense of wellness and well-being. Progressive muscle relaxation can be a big step in the direction of learning how to be with and manage stressful situations. This can really help us to be with the discomfort. There are a multitude of different ways to do this practice, and later in the show I'll take you through a simple method to give you an idea of how it's done. Like I said, I do plan to do a longer guided muscle relaxation in the future with music. But for now, let's just get you started on using this on your own. According to the Encyclopedia of Medicine by Miller and Keene, long-term effects of practicing progressive muscle relaxation include a decrease in generalized level of anxiety, a decrease of anticipatory anxiety related to phobias, reduction in the frequency and duration of panic attacks, improved ability to face phobic situations through graded exposure, improved concentration, an increased sense of control over moods, increased self-esteem, and increased spontaneity and creativity. Well, I don't know about you, but that list is awesome. And we know that mindfulness helps with these things, and our meditation helps with these things. And for those of you wanting to do something different, a progressive muscle relaxation can be just the ticket to help you with your anxiety and phobias, panic attacks, and to help you get through those situations. Many people that I'm working with are going through exposure, graded exposure to their trigger places, such as driving or particular kinds of situations that trigger them. And we are working on those little bits at a time. And the more that you can learn how to relax, how to let go of muscle tension, the better it is for you to go through that kind of exposure therapy. And to improve concentration and help our mood, our self-esteem and creativity, I don't know. It sounds like a great thing to spend some time with daily to me. Now let's gently get into our progressive muscle relaxation practice. I want you to get comfortable. Assume whatever position is comfortable for you right now. You may want to lie down. That would be ideal. And you want to loosen any tight-fitting clothing. Close your eyes and to be quiet. Again, I'm going to go through this relatively quickly, but you can go through it slower on your own. You will remember it. I will do it slower when I do the longer version with some music behind it. So find a passive attitude, meaning I want you to focus on yourself and on achieving relaxation in specific body muscles. Let your other thoughts that come to your mind, let them float through. That alone is a great practice. I'll want you to tense and relax each muscle group as follows. Begin with your forehead. Wrinkle your forehead. Try to make your eyebrows touch your hairline for 5 seconds. Then relax. Eyes and nose. Close your eyes as tightly as you can for 5 seconds. And then relax. Lips, cheek, and jaw. Draw the centers of your mouth back and grimace for 5 seconds. Relax. Feel the warmth and calmness in your face. Now we'll move to the hands. Extend your arms out in front of you and clench your fists tightly for 5 seconds. And then relax. And feel the warmth and calmness in your hands. Moving to the forearms. Extend your arms out against an invisible wall and push forward with your hands for 5 seconds. And then relax. Bend your elbows. We're moving to the upper arms now. And tense your biceps for 5 seconds. And relax. Feel the tension leave your arms. Moving to your shoulders, Shrug your shoulders up to your ears for 5 seconds. And then relax. Going to the back, arch your back off the floor if you're lying down for 5 seconds. And then relax. Feel the anxiety and tension disappearing. Moving to the stomach, tighten your belly muscles for 5 seconds. And relax them. Hips and buttocks. Tighten your hips and your buttocks muscles for 5 seconds. And then relax. Moving to your thighs. Tighten your thigh muscles by pressing your legs together as tightly as you can for 5 seconds. And then relax. Moving down to the feet, bend your ankles toward your body as far as you can for 5 seconds. And relax that. And now the toes. Curl your toes as tightly as you can for 5 seconds. And relax. Now focus on any muscles which still may be tense. If you notice any muscles remaining tense, tighten and relax that specific muscle 3 or 4 times. Just to get the hang of it, sometimes we need to coax it into relaxation by tightening and relaxing. And fix the feeling of relaxation into your mind. Resolve to repeat this process again. This feeling can eventually become your default feeling. Relaxation. People respond differently to various practices and activities, and some feel pleasant or refreshed, and others can feel calm and relaxed after an activity like this. And some of you will notice little changes the first time, but with practice, your control will increase, as well as the benefits, the ability to be able to release the tension. If you practice this activity, your relaxation should increase and your anxiety will decrease. I hope you will give it a try. And now for today's quote. The time to relax is when you don't have time for it. And that's from Sydney Harris. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.